Dr. Bruce Gellin is director of the National Vaccine Program Office at the Department of Health and Human Services. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
As we just heard, the company making the flu vaccine had serious problems threatening its production, and as recently as August, did the U.S. government attempt to find out what the problems were? It sounds like federal health officials were blindsided.
We were notified in August by the company of the issue with the contamination of a few of the many lots that they manufacture. Since then, we've been talking with them on more than a weekly basis. They have been testing the lots and have found that the remaining lots were not contaminated. We expected, therefore, that with the inspection by the authorities in the United Kingdom, we would get the green light and start distributing the vaccine. Unfortunately, as we all learned yesterday from the British authorities, they had problems with the systems in place. Apparently, not the contamination per se, but were concerned about the overall systems that the company uses in the manufacturing process, and therefore suspended their license for a 3-month period.
Well, given the huge amount of vaccine needed, is the government wrong to rely on just 2 vaccine companies?
With the exception of last year, we've actually had a surplus of vaccines and of influenza vaccine. And ironically, we've had to throw out vaccine because the demand hasn't even kept up with the supply. With increasing awareness by the public and the healthcare community of the need to prevent influenza, there has been more demand over time. And this year, we're actually expecting even these 2 companies to produce 100 million doses of vaccine for the U.S. market, more vaccine than ever before.
Well, until yesterday, the government was saying that it hoped 100 million doses would be enough this year after last year's shortages. Okay, so now there'll be 54 million doses. We just heard that some people at high risk will not get their doses. Does that translate to millions of people at risk?
We know that there are a lot of people at risk for the complications of influenza. The CDC tells us that between 5 and 20% of people in the United States are infected with influenza each year, but what we're most concerned about are the people who suffer the complications of influenza. Therefore, what happened yesterday is there was a meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which advises the CDC and the Department of Health and Human Services, to look to see how we could best use the 54 million doses that we have.
And is there a chance that the government will try to take control of the remaining flu vaccine so that the right people get it?
The majority of influenza vaccine is in the private marketplace, where manufacturers get orders from doctors and clinics, hospital systems and whatnot, and the distribution goes that way. Therefore, I think for the government to step in at this point and to try to reorganize that at this stage, I think would probably cause more problems in the distribution. We work with the healthcare community. We have mechanisms to talk to the professional societies. And I think part of this is to get the message out, not only with the doctors and the hospital systems and the public health systems, but importantly, as you're doing today with the media, to let people know that there are some people who are at higher risk for influenza, and those people should be first in line for the vaccine.
Well, Dr. Gellin, what can be done to make the regulatory process more open? Certainly this California company and the British regulators saw this coming. Again, why were U.S. officials caught so off guard?
Well, I think that the companies didn't see this coming per se. As we mentioned, we had met with the CEO of Chiron just last week, and as far as he was concerned, this was an analysis that was ongoing. Their investigation had found the root cause of their problem. They had eliminated the 2 or 4 million doses that were felt to be 2 or 4 million doses of vaccine that were felt to be contaminated, and otherwise shipment was going to be delayed, but otherwise ready to go.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Dr. Bruce Gellin is director of the National Vaccine Program Office at the Department of Health and Human Services.